So we're in the middle. We are in the middle of finishing up the description of this entranceway of the Lishkat Sefainis. It's Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Dalet. Okay, let's read the pasuk and then we'll pick up where we left off. The pasuk reads, "V'lefnei halashachais," before the lashachais. Okay, before the lashachais. That's referring over here to Perek. If you look at this page, if you have this handout. If you have this handout over here, is this not working? No, it's not working. Yeah, it's on. Is plugged in? Is it plugged into the out to the wall? Maybe the battery is dead. Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Dal Lufnei Halashachas Mahalach Esra Amos Rechav Al Apnimis Derech Amo Echas. Before the Lashachas, Lishkat Sefainis, there was a small passageway on the left side. That's one Amo, and by a path of 10 Amos. In this picture, it looks like it's 5 Amos. But up against the edge, where you have to chisel out the little entranceway, it's really one amma. Mahalach eser amos, reichav with mahalach eser amos, period. It's 10 amos. Reichav el apnimis derech amo echos. That's one sentence. The width of this path along the inner side, I guess along the right side of this width is one amma. It's a path of one amma. Upischehen latzafain, and the entranceway is towards the north. The way we come into the Lishkat Sefainis. So let's just read over in the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos, he translated these words to mean that when you're in this area that's 20 amos wide, so on the northern side, which is the right side, you see the entranceway. We learned last week that according to the Mitzudos study, it would appear that there was no entranceway on the right side. In this illustration you have here, the big illustration, the big blow up, you see the Lishkat Sefainis, and you see two entranceways, an entranceway on the left and entranceway on the right. It would appear from the Mitzvah stuff that there was no entranceway on the right. The only way you can come into the Lishkat Sefainis is through their opening on the left. And furthermore, the only way you can get into the area, the 20 Yama area, is by going through this little tunnel. Even if you would walk all the way around to the top of the page, to the west, the Mitzudos David said it was sealed off in that area. Obviously, that's not the way we see now other pictures. If you look in the picture, let's see, look in this picture, page 10. It is all new in page 10. So you see that you can also get in to that area from the top. As you see, let's say, number 7. Look at page number 10, number 7. Page number 10, number 7. If you want to get into that area, that area, the Lishka, they call it over here the Lishkas Kehanim in this illustration. These are on number 5, it's called the Lishkat Sefainis, and in picture number 7, it's called the Lishkat Sakehanim. And if you go look to all the way in the very, very top, Ma'arav, you see there appears to be enough space to squeeze in there to walk around to get into that 20 Amma area. Okay, let's see over here, the middle of the Rashi. Let's Pasuk Dalet, Perek Membeis. Perek Membeis Pasuk. Everyone doesn't have. There are two handouts. Anyone is missing? There are two handouts here on the front. Perek Membeis Pasuk Dalet. We are in the middle. Okay, we're in the middle. Last week we conclude where Rashi says it appeared that Rashi finished his parish on this entire section, and those words were. Where were those words in Rashi? Lo yud. We did Netzal. Let me just try to find exactly where it was. Second, I'm sorry. I can't seem to find that part of the Rashi. Let's just start then from where it says v'lifne. Let's start from in the middle of the Rashi where it says v'lifne halashachas. Okay, the dibur hamaskel v'lifne halashachas mahalach eser ama yisrechal el apnim esterech ama echas. Let's just start from there. Let me tell you where is in your. I'll try it. Let's see. Perik lami perik mem aleph pasuk perik mem beis pasuk dalid. Okay, that's where it is. That's I found it now. That's exactly what we got up to. It's on page Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. In your editions, it's Perik. It's Yecheskel Perik Membeis Pasik Vav. I mean, Pasik Dalet. Pasik Dalet. I'm sorry. He's now reviewing it all over again. If you notice, Rashi in your edition, when he started a few pages ago, the Dibur HaMaskel put together a few psukim, or maybe not. Okay, I'm a little confused because there are different editions of Rashi. They're not all the same. It seems to be a little bit different. But right now, this is where we got up to last week. On Friday, we got up to part where it says in your edition on page Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, Perek Membeis Pasik Dalet. We concluded last week with those words, Vani lo hayali loy rav v'loy oizer b'chol ha'binyin hazeh el kemoshe hiruni min ha'shamayim. Good morning, how are you? Rashi says that when it comes to understanding the Bayis Shlishi, I did not have a Rebbe, I had no one to help me, and the only interpretation I have is what they have revealed to me from heaven. That sounds pretty spooky to me, okay? Pretty spooky to me that Rashi, they have revealed things from heaven. What that means, I have no idea. Okay, it's on page Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. Perek Mendez in the Rashi Pasik Dalet. So this is where we're up to. Rashi now appears to go, I'm not even sure if this is Rashi, it could be this is an editor. We have now someone new coming along and giving us new explanation of what this means. So let's see. V'lifnei halashachos mahalach eser amos roichav el hapnimis. Before the lashachos there was a pathway that was 10 amos, period. Roichav el apninis, the width towards the inner side was derech, a path of amo echos. And as you see in the picture, you can see the big picture on page number 10, number 7. And you can see in picture number 1 as well. And you see number 5. All of these are different parts of the same image. And then you have the big blow up that we're going to focus on right now is this page. There is no number on this page. On this page where it says the Lishkot Sefainis. Okay, if you don't have, again, on the front table, you can have these, the other two handouts. And Rashi explains, Nira be'enai lefi, shechalal hachitzayna, roichav mea mitzafen lem, because the inner side, the length is, the width is 100 amos, mitzafen ladarayim. Now that means, umehen halashochos roichav chamishim. Now we're talking about the inside was 100 amos. He's referring seemingly to the chotzer hapenimis. Okay, the chotzer hapenimis. I don't have a really good picture of the chotzer hapenimis. We're looking at picture number 7. Goes on tight. Picture number 7. You see the inner chotzer, the chotzer hapenimis, where you see the mizbeach. So from north to south. That means from the right, the tzofen is always the north, to the right, it's 100 amos. Now that's, it could be that's not really what he's referring to. He's referring to the area on top. I think he's referring to the area from the wall of the chotzer hachitzoyna to the wall of the chotzer apnimus. That area is also exactly 100 amos. Okay, mitzafon ladam v'mehem al shachos roichav chamishim. In that area, let's look the area on the top, picture number 7, right where it says number 7, from the outer edge, from the wall, which is all the way to the extreme right, to the area, the inner wall of the lishkas hakohanim is exactly a space of 100 amos. 50 of those amos is taken up by the lishkas hakohanim, which we're calling on top the lishkas sefaina. Umihem halashochis rechav chamishim, vilifneim aver chamishim litzat safain. On the right side, there is an empty space of 50 amos. Harekan kol rechav echotzer. So we have here the entire width of this section of the courtyard. Nimsa, Kol Roichav Hechotzer Sosum. The entire area is sealed. There is no way for me to get from the area on the right into the 20 amma space in between the Lishkas HaKohanim and the Toyim. Shein Avir Bein HaLashochos LeBein Zod Space HaKhalifos Klum. There is absolutely no space in the corner where the Beis HaKhalifos is located to get inside. Like you see in the big picture, the blow-up. In the blow-up, you see the corner of the Lishkot Sefainis on the bottom left. If you were to fill in that little opening over there, if you would not have that little tunnel, it will be completely sealed. There will be no way for you to get into that area. Ve'in Mavoi, there is no entranceway. Likonis to enter, bo la'avir to the airspace, so eshim, the 20 amas of space, shebein ha'lashokhais ve'hatoim. Ki avir eshim amma, the airspace that's 20 amos, hamafsik, that separates bein hatoim ul halashochis, hu chamesh eshrei amos, shachoy be sachalifos, there is 15 amos. Now he's showing you see the number 15 in this picture, it's very clear what this is very clear, it's showing you the 15 amos. Okay, in the big blow up, you see, but on the back of the bein sachalifos, the bein sachalifos extends past the toim to the right, 15 amos. V'noisef aleim chomesh amos. And now there's another gap of 5 amos of empty space. And if you were to square off that little gap, that little tunnel, there would be absolutely nowhere for you to go to get into the 20 amos area by walking through where it says the mava bereichav amos. V'im toimar nimsa avir chomesh amos ben zoves achalifos lezoves halishachos. If you're going to say, no, there's plenty of space. There is 5 amos. That's not so. There is no space. Because the wall of the Chotzer HaPenimis goes all the way up and stops right, it should stop, right opposite, right against the bottom, the lower wall of the Lishkot Sefonis. The thickness of the wall of the Chotzer HaPenimis is 6 amos, as it shows you very clearly in this picture.
In this picture, where is Safon and Dorim?
Safon is the right side. Safon is the right side. And Dorim is the left side.
In the big picture.
In the big picture, yeah. In the big picture, Safon is the right side.
Right. Not on the top?
No, the top is west. Okay, everyone should be clear. Okay, in this picture, all of these pictures, in every picture you have of the illustrations of the Beis Hamikdash. No, Kemal, all the pictures you come across of the Beis Hamikdash, it's always the west is on the top. The west, the east is on the bottom, the north is on the right, and the south is on the left. So here, Rashi, over here, we learn over here that we have an area of exactly 100 amos from wall to wall. You look at the smaller illustration, that is on page number 10, number 7, you get the big picture. There's exactly 100 amos from the extreme right to the Chotzer HaPenimis. Okay, the Chotzer HaPenimis is that box in the center. There's exactly 100 amos. So when you go up, when you move up, 50 of those amos are taken up by the Lishkas HaKohanim, and 50 amos are empty. When you position the Lishkas HaKohanim, it's going to come right up against the corner wall of the Chotzer HaPenimis, as is illustrated on this piece of paper. And the tip, the end of it, ends at the corner of the end of 100 amos Oirech Shel Chotzer HaPenimis El Zavis Beis HaKhalifos, right along the corner of the Beis HaKhalifos. So he's basically saying that really, there is really no way, if you would build a wall square and you would not chisel out this little teeny tunnel we see over here, there would be absolutely no way for you to get from the, where it says on this piece of paper, the Chotzer HaChitzoina, into the area to the left of the Lishkot Sefonis, where there it says 20, that 20 amma area. Lefichach, therefore, ein mavo also avir eshim. There is no passageway to that empty space of 20 amas. Loi ba penimis, v'loi ba chitzoina. If you're in the Chotzer HaPenimis, on this paper you see that it says Chotzer HaPenimis, and you're standing inside there, and you want to get into the 20 amma area, you're blocked. There's no way to get in there. You can go into the ulam. If you look in the other picture, you know, you can see, you can go up the steps. But you go up the steps, that's going to take you into the ulam, into the hecham, the kodesh hakodashim. But you're trapped. There is no emergency exit in the Beis HaChalifos, in the ulam, in the hecham, the kodesh hakodashim, to take you to the 20 amah area in between the tohim and the lishkot sefinis. And if you're sitting in the chatzar hachitzayna, and you want to get into that 20 amah area, there's also no way to get inside.
So we're
assuming that there is an entrance way in the lishkot sefinis. Right? So the Mitzudo Stav explicitly said that there was no entrance.
Really?
He says that was sealed off. Okay, in this picture they show you walk through a shortcut. You walk through the lishkot sefinis to get into that area. He holds there was nothing over there. You let the other question is go to the top. Go all the way up to where it says Ma'arav, right? So you can squeeze in there. It looks like there's enough space to walk around.
And anyway, what would be the need to get into those 20 hours?
What would be the need?
Yeah.
Good question. Very good question. I have no idea.
There's something else. You would think, by looking at number 7, for example, that there's a certain symmetry in the design, right?
Yes.
Yet, you look on the eastern side.
Oh, very good. Excellent. Excellent.
And you wonder, is there a passageway there? And then within the Lishafos, you see indicated a passageway from either side into the
you're saying
interior,
very good.
But you don't see it.
Right.
The western side.
You're saying really, really good. You're saying look at the east side. Picture number 7. Picture number 7 on the bottom. There are 4 of these Lishkos. And there, if you look very carefully, you will see that there's a passageway. So maybe we have not come to those psukim yet. There's more yet to learn.
You have the entranceway from the Mizra. Normally when you come you're coming in the major entranceway from the Mizra.
Yeah, but if you take a look at that picture there, passageways from the outside into the Lishkos from both
within,
sides.
But within, you could get around.
Right, you can if you go into from this illustration from the Lishkos HaKohanim, you can get into the Chatzar HaPnimis. So you would assume there should be a parallel that when you're in the Chatzar HaPnimis, you should have the same exact passageway to get into the Lishkos HaKohanim, and once you're in the Lishkos HaKohanim, you can exit to the left to the 20 Amma area. Yet that's not the way it's presented. That's not the tradition. That's not what Rashi is telling us. Obviously, where are you getting all this? There's a lot going on over here. That's not written. There's a lot of tradition what this means. But right now, we're focusing with this idea that indeed it's not parallel. The two chambers towards the west are not parallel to the two chambers that were in the east. And there was no passageway from the chutzner.
They're not parallel. I mean, they are.
They're not designed the same way. They're not clones. It's not exactly the same way. There is no entranceway from the chutzner hapenimis into the lishkot sefinis. So if you, Rashi is here at this moment in time is telling us that if you were to build it the way you would normally do without making any exceptions, if the thickness of the wall is 6 amos, and that thickness is consistent to the very, very end, it comes out that the Chatzar HaPenimis, the wall of the Chatzar HaPenimis, seals off any potential opening to come into the area, the 20 Amma area, between the Lishkot Sefinis and the Toim. You're stuck. There's no way to get in there. What are you going to tell me? You can go take a shortcut from the Lishkot Sefinis on the right side? Who says this picture is accurate? Who says there was such an entrance way to get to come into the Lishkot Sefinis? What are you going to tell me? You can go up picture number 7, page number 10. You can go to the very top. You can go all the way to the Ma'arif. And when you buy the Ma'arif, you can walk along the wall. And then you can come down. Who says that area was open? It could be that area was also, this picture is not perfectly accurate. It was also sealed there in that territory. And if indeed it was sealed there, and it was sealed, there was no opening, how then did the Kohanim come into this 20 Amma area? So then someone just asked one moment ago, I don't remember who, so maybe in a Hanami, what is so important? Who needs to go there? What? How do you get to the Toim? So maybe we learned getting into the Toim. On the other side, he's saying that because the only way to get into the Toim was through that passageway. Very good, right. Okay.
We can believe. Rashi or an art school diagram?
Rashi.
What? Okay, so you're right. How would you get to the Toim? If you needed to come to that 20 Amir to come into the Toim. Very good point. So therefore, what does he say over here? Let's go further. So Rashi goes further. Lefichah, therefore, ein mavo also avir eshem loy ba penimis loy ba chitzayna el imken hoyim mishapeya the koines. They would have to smooth out or reduce. I think here it means to reduce the koines kishahoyim mechales seif choyma choyma. They would have to be mishapeh, means taper off. Over here, it doesn't seem like it's being tapered. Here, it seems like it's a squared out. Rashi seems it was rounded. It was rounded. It was more tapered. It was more delicate. When you came to this corner, the corner that meets these two corners that meet the Lishkat Sefainis and the Chatzar HaPnimis, it was rounded out. Shipeya b'soich Chatzar HaChitzayna. In the Chotzer HaChitzayna, Oy Bapnimis, either way, we don't know, was it in the Lishkat Sefainis or was it in the Chotzer HaPnimis? But Oy V'HaChoyma, Amo, there was a gap of one Amo, Kidei Kinisas Adam, so a man can squeeze in that section. V'Nichnas L'Soich Avir Chomesh Amos, to get into that little area of one Amo, to get into the Avir, this space of five Amos. Shebein koisel hachalifais, between the koisel where it says here the base hachalifais, le koisel halishka, the hileich, and then this individual can then walk up the soich avir in an open space, letzad mara, mara means west, west is the top, eser amos, as you see in the illustration, the thickness of the base hachalifais from beginning to end is exactly 10 amos. Visham kolo Meshech Beis HaChalifos. After you finish walking up 10 Amos, you have finished walking the span of the Beis HaChalifos. V'nimso l'sech avir roichav eshrim. And now you come into the open space of 20. V'zehu sh'omar. And this is what it means in the Pasuk. Mahalach. There is a passageway of eser amos roichav. 10 amos wide. Eser amos reichav. There's a 10 amos wide. You're walking up an area of 10 amos. Lavoi to enter. Now, what's very, I just want to point this out, just a small point, that's not the Tameh HaMikra. Tameh HaMikra, if you look at the trap, if you look in the Pasuk Dalet, it says, V'lufnei halashachaitz mahalach eser, it's not true, I made him say, eser amos. Roichav, no, I'm sorry, it is correct. Eser amos roichav el apnimis derech amo echos. Wait, am I reading the right pasuk? Yeah. Okay, fine. Let's go further, fine. Amos roichav. Lavoi, to enter el apnimis, to the area that's in between, derech through amo echos, through an area, small entranceway of one amo, shaharei, nichnas boy derech pesach amo, Achas, you entered through that little teeny, you squeeze in that hole, Sheshipea, which was tapered off, which was chiseled away, the kines cut away, Besoich HaChoyma, at the end of the wall, I mean the tip, exactly the way you see in this picture. In this picture, they show you there is a chunk missing. There is a chunk of that wall that is missing. Who got that chunk? Who has those, that whoever has that today can be a trillionaire. This was the piece of stone they chiseled away in order to make space for the Kohanim to come into the business. I have at home when Chaim Berlin, the old Chaim Berlin. Remember the old Chaim Berlin? So they had no over here. And I have on the Kohanim, they had nice marble in the front. They had like a little marble.
They had colored windows.
So the building no longer exists. They built a new building. So they took it down. I have a piece of the old marble. I have it at home, right by the door. Right when you come in the door. A little piece, they threw it in the, whatever, they demolished the whole thing and they took it away, but it was a piece of lying there on the floor they didn't take away. So I took it home as a souvenir.
You don't need it.
Why not?
You have all your marbles anyway.
It's a souvenir. A souvenir. What's what? I have in the same drawer where I have the doll from the Rebbe. I have also that's why I have also the doll from the Rebbe. Laminated. It's a schooler. It's a school to get into trouble.
Going through, right?
What?
It's in the wall.
Yeah.
Away from the wall, right? Now this wall goes up three flights, right?
This wall goes up how tall? I don't know. It doesn't say. Three time. Yeah.
So why can't it be like an overhang?
Who says it goes? Overhang.
Who says that it had? You know, you have the wall going up, but you have like a, you walk under a balcony. You walk in.
Maybe we did. You don't know. These are just small. These are generalities. Look in page number 10. Look.
How do you bring the material to the lishkas?
Look at picture number 4. Page number 10, picture number 4 shows you what it looked like. Okay, try to imagine. That is where the two walls meet. It's a great picture. That picture number 4 is where the two walls meet. The Lishkat Sefainis meets up with the Choyma Ho'azara HaPanimis. And really, there should be no passageway, because that's where they come to an end. And it's showing you in this picture how they chiseled out, as Rashi's words are, the shipa, umoyshech. They would somehow taper off at the very, very corner to create a teeny little passageway that is one amma wide, which for our purposes is 18 inches, or 2 feet, between 18 and 24 inches, for the Kohanim to squeeze in order to get into the area, the 20 amos area in between. First you'd come into an area that was 5 amos wide, and you'd walk 10 amos, and then you come into the area that's 20 amos wide. As Reb Nechemya pointed out, that's the only place where you can get into the Toim. That's where the Munach was. Remember that area, there's the Munach, and in the Munach you walk, you can go into the Toim.
So how do you bring supplies?
Carbonus.
No carbonus were brought over there.
What do you keep in the Toim?
Oh, you're saying whatever they need to keep in the Toim, how do they squeeze through? A very good question. Movers. You want to go bring in something that's very large, the only way you can get into the Toim is by going through this little teeny opening. You're right. Great question.
Isn't that one Amma Rashi's invention? It could have been 2 Amma, so 3 Amma.
No, the Pasuk says Amma. Look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk Dal, it says Derech Amma Echos. Oh. So you're asking a fantastic question. It's a better question. What did they do in the Beis HaLashachas? How did they get supplies in the Beis HaLashachas? I think we're going to learn soon. That's what they had. Dining room table. There were dining room tables there. They sat down, they ate. There were 3 floors. There's a lot of activity. How do you bring in tables? Food. If the only no, so it's not so simple. According to the Mitsudo says there was no way to get into that area. There was no way to get in there other than this in the area in the 20 amas in between. In our picture, we have other ways to get in there. But if this was the only way to get in there, how? You asked a great question. How did?
Were there underground passageways?
Doesn't say in the sukkim that we're not aware of. So, fantastic. This little teeny, teeny entranceway is the only passageway to get into a major section of the Beis HaMikdash, to go into the Toim, all 33 Toim, to go into the Lishkots, these two massive Lishkots, where they did a lot of activities, obviously. How did they get supplies in there? If you yourself can barely fit in there, how did you bring in a table, a chair? What, you would assemble it? You would assemble it in little teeny pieces? I don't know.
Maybe from the inside.
There are other entrance ways. The Shas HaTchach, they had other entrance ways. Emergency exit ways, they had opened up in order to bring things in. I don't know. Let's go further. The Lama Koireyu Mahalach Reichav. Why are we calling this area a passageway that's wide? The Haloi, Lo Hoyoloi Loimar Mahalach Eser. We should have said that this passageway is 10 amos. The passageway, when you come in the little opening over there, you have to walk 10 amos until you get to the 20 amma area. Okay. And that way there's 5 amos. The answer is, Lefi Shali Inyan, Binyan HaChalifa Hu Roichav. So this area is really, it's part of the length. You're walking upwards. If you're walking along the length, 10 by 5, we learned a while ago, anytime you have 2 dimensions, the larger dimension is always called the length. So since here we're walking 10 amos, in an area of 5 amos, this should be called the 10 amma oirech, not the 10 amma roichav. The answer is, since this is an extension of the Beis HaChalifas, and from the perspective of the Beis HaChalifas, this is the width, because the Beis HaChalifa is the Beis it's the width of the base. It's the smaller side of the Beis HaChalifa. The Beis HaChalifa is 15 by 5. It juts out 15 by 5. That is why we call it a path along the width, not the width of what you're doing, where you're traveling, but the width of the Beis HaChalifa. Lifi shebinyan Beis HaChalifa minat sofrin ladorim chamesh esrei amo. That's 15 amos, and its width is 10 amos. It's 10 amos, right? It's 15 by 10. Min ha-mizrach l'marv ein ela 10 amos. So that is why we call it here the width. Okay, then it says on, u'pischein, next Rashi, u'pischein latzafoin, u'pischein ha-leshochos halalu latzafoin. Now let's see. Then it says, let's read one more word. We'll come back to explain this. Motzasi v'zehu perush shel Pesach hatzafain haksuva lamala shem kitzer hadibor v'kan perushai. Now this is not clear what it means. The opening was on the tzafain. What does that mean? The ocean was on the tzafain. Does that mean that the opening was from where we're standing, a bird's eye view? You look from the big picture. I'll tell you, the opening was on the tzafain, so what side would it be then on? It would be on the right side. And that would mean there was no opening whatsoever on the left side. That makes everything very, very easy. The way you would enter into the Lishkat Tzafain, this was going on the right side, which is the tzafain. But that's different, but maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe what it means is now that you've entered into this 20 amma area, the way you now enter is towards your north side. The north side would then be the left of the Lishkat Sefinis. Is this pasuk telling us the north? When it says north, where are you standing? Are you looking down at the big picture? And north then means, well, you have a big box, so north means the extreme right of this piece of paper, like you see the little entrance. Or when it says north, it means, well, I just elaborated so much by telling you that we're going to walk into the 20 amma area. We're going to squeeze our way in there. We're going to chisel out the one amma passageway, a tunnel, and now we're inside. Oh, great. I'm now inside. How do I get now into the Lishkat Sefinis? To your north. Turn to your north, which means turn towards your right, which is, in the big picture of things, the entranceway on the left. But one thing is clear, there's only one entranceway. So why then in this illustration are they showing you two entranceways? Why are they showing you two? It says here the entranceway to this Lishka was Upischehem Lat Safain. It's one or the other. It's not both. Why then do they have two? I don't know the answer. Upischei halashachas halol latzafain matzasi v'zepirush shal pesach atzafain that we said before. Sham kitzar adibu v'kan perush. Okay, next words. Now we're going to pasuk hey. Okay, so let's go further in pasuk hey. We already did this last week. We did the mitzudos. Let's just read the Rashi. V'halashachas well yoynois ki mishulashos heina loy hevanti bohem klol. Wow. This is a fantastic Rashi. Rashi sometimes says lo yodati, lo shamati. Those who have, there are a lot of people who have written svarim analyzing Rashi, the history of Rashi, biography of Rashi, and Rashi's derech, what Rashi learns. And then they always know that Rashi, his humility. Very often he writes lo yodati, or lo shamati. But to say a nusach like this is one of a kind. This is one of a kind. Loi hevanti bohem kilol. Absolutely no understanding whatsoever what it means here that they were mishulashais. We spent the Mitzudah Stavit, who came after Rashi by at least 400 or 500 years, maybe even more. I know what this means. And we spent the whole Friday analyzing this with the Atikim, and here we have some. I put up some good pictures on page number 10. Remember, we discussed this on page number. We discussed this in great length. Number 6. I didn't have the picture on Friday, but we learned there are three. There are three stories, and the Atik is on the outside and eats up into the inside. It eats. It's yoichlu, and there were two words. It's yoichlu means to consume, and the next pasuk vav has another word. It says neetzal. Two words which according to the Mitzudos, mean the same thing, is that the Atik took up some of the area, the space inside. But only took up, on the lower floor, took up the entire area. On the upper floor, took up nothing. And on the middle floor, the Kaima Beis, it took up only part. As you see, it tapered off as it came to the top of Kaima Beis. So if you want to go and use that space on the top, I don't know what you're going to use that space for. You need that space over there. You have that space. It's not equivalent to the Kaima Aleph. And Mishulashais means there are three stories. That's how he limsha in the pasuk. But Rashi obviously is not so fond of the approach of the Mitzudos David. Otherwise, he would have said it himself. Ki yuchlu atikim kmo yuchlu. The word yuchlu means to consume, to eat, to take up space. Oichlim ummatim ba'avir halashachos. These atikim, they took up space in the lishka tzifonis. Okay, picture number 5 is a fantastic picture. It shows you there the Lishka Tzufanis. It shows you there the three stories. It shows you the Atikin. It shows you there. They show you that black line to show you how it goes and it eats up on the inside. Only two floors. It's not showing you how it's tapered, but we get the idea. And it's showing you also how it comes up all the way against the edge of the Chatzer Hapinimis, where it says Ulam. And we learned that there was a little teeny passageway, as you see in picture number 4 of one amma, to squeeze your way in to get into the area between, on picture number 5, the Ta'im and the Lishka Tzifaynis. Only when you get in that area were you able to go into the Ta'im, and according to some, only once you're in there could you really get into the Lishka Tzifaynis. In this illustration, it shows you two little entrance ways on the bottom on picture number 5 to get inside. It's not so clear if that is accurate. The other thing that we discussed last week, which is not clear at all, is how did the one who made these illustrations know that there were three such atikim? And there are no atikim on the front, none on the, doesn't show anything in the back, on the sides. How do you know that the atikim were they are positioned? Where did he get that from? That does not feel. Otherwise, you would think that when it says the Mishulashim, the word Mishulashim is going on the Atikim. There were three of these Atikim. And how many stories were there? One big room. But that's obviously not the way the Mitzudos David learned, and that's not the way they made the illustration. They're showing you both. There are three Atikim, and there are three stories. Okay, next Rashi. Okay, that concludes the Rashi. Right? That's right. That concludes the Rashi. Okay, so that pretty much is it. So we finished this major section. Okay. So everyone, any questions about this before we go on to the next sugya?
Yeah, diagram 4. How would that correspond to diagram 7? Where would you see
it? Diagram 4. So make believe you're standing. Your back. You see what it says? Look at number where it says number 7. Number right, 7. Now just go down a little bit along the outside wall to where it says 50.
Says what?
50. You see where it says 50?
Yeah.
Make believe you're standing where it says 50. Your back is towards the wall, towards where 7 is, and you're facing forward. You're facing towards the corner.
Towards Marav.
You face towards Dorim.
Dorim.
Oh. Okay, again, picture number 7.
Yeah.
Go down number 7 a little bit less than halfway, where it says number 50.
Yeah.
Let's make believe you're standing exactly where the number 50 is.
Yeah.
How are you? Good morning. Shalom Aleichem. How are you?
I'll talk to you later.
You're standing where number 50 is.
Okay.
Make believe your back is towards where the wall is,
yeah.
towards the right side, and you're looking straight towards Dorim, the opposite side.
Okay.
When you look, what are you going to see? You're going to see picture number 4. You're going to be seeing on your right side the Lishka Tzufaynis, that's the Lishka Sakehanim, and you're going to be seeing right in front of you the Choymas Hazara Panimis, and you're going to see a little opening. That's the only way you're going to be able to get into the area between the Lishka Sakehanim and the Toim. And once you get in there, you can then go in the Munach. The Munach is right between the Beis HaChalifas and the Toim, is an open area to get into the Toim. And that's it. And from there also, you can enter into Lishka Kohanim. Like I told you, these are all very big mysteries. What is this all about? What's going on over here? Amma is between, is accepted today between 18 and 24 inches.
So which means you
couldn't walk out with your back to the Kodesh Kedoshim.
Why not?
Because you had to walk sideways. You couldn't fit through there.
So you could walk sideways backwards.
But sideways.
If you're very small,
not backwards.
I don't know if you. First of all, this is not so accurate. Rashi says it. Rashi says Beferish was not like this. This picture shows that it was a square. They made a perfect square. Rashi explicitly says that it was tapered. It was rounded.
Like in the train.
It was rounded. It wasn't so rough. All right, whatever it means, it just means that there was an entrance way of one amma to squeeze into this area. The amma techalena milamala. Isn't that what it says by the Teva? Teva says there was shlishim. It seems like the list lishkot sefinis, if I would not know otherwise, is the Teva. That's three chambers, that's three stories. Tachtim, the tichayna, and the elyayna. The amma techalena milamala. It should come to the tip, should come to an area of one amma. Here's the one amma. It says the Ferish in the Pasuk. The one amma is where you go inside. Is there a parallel between these two? And it was shocking. We were learning this Erev Shabbos, Parashas Noach. The coincidence, the Hashgacha, Parah Kadosh Baruch Hu did this, that we should be enlightened to realize a secret, a sight in the Baya Shlishi. The Baya Shlishi has within it three tevas. The teva, these are the tevas. So maybe, who knows what this is all about? What exactly is the Beis HaMikdash? What is the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash, Mitzad Echad is a Teva, Mitzad Sheni, it's a shelter from the rest of the world. It has other dimensions to it. The Nebanoyach. And here's the Manoyach. Here the area going into the Torah is called the Munach. It's called the Munach. There are a lot of parallels. Okay, so there's so much. So many, Hashem is teasing us. He's teasing us. There's so many secrets. There's so many inyanim over here. There has to be something very, very deep taking place here in these inyanim. Okay, now we're going to go to the next sugya. The next sugya is the Goder Asher Lachlatzer L'umas HaLashachos. Lachlatzer L'Shachos. Let me just turn to the page so I make less mistakes than I would ordinarily do. Pasuk Zayin. Okay, so Pasuk Zayin is. Did I give you a picture for this? Pasuk Zayin is really being is really picture number five. Picture number five. When it says here v'goder asher lachutz, the wall. The goder means the wall that is towards the end of that. What are we discussing? Which wall are we discussing? The Chatz HaPnimis, the Chatz HaChitzayna. We are describing the Lishkas HaTzefaynis. At least according to the Mitzudah, according to Rashi and the Mitzudos, the chamber, the Lishkas HaTzefaynis. We're now describing the wall along the east side. The east side is in picture number 5 is where it says Koyma Aleph, Koyma Beis, Koyma Gimel. Okay, that's the east side of the Lishkot Sefinis. This is the subject of this pasuk. Vigoder, the wall, Asher, which exists, Lachutz, towards the outside of the Lishkot Sefinis, L'umas HaLashachis, that is along the Lashachis, which there appears a little bit repetition. The reason why we're saying over here Loshon Ram is because there are three Lashachas. Since there are three stories, there is the bottom, middle, and the upper, there are three stories. Derech HaChatzer HaChitzayna, which is along the passageway of the Chatzer HaChitzayna, which means it's towards the Chatzer HaChitzayna. This wall is adjacent to the Chatzer HaChitzayna. Picture number seven, where it says the word Safoin, and where it says the word Doroim, that is called the Chatzer HaChitzayna. Now you don't have the other area where it's Mizrach, you go inside, that's also the Chatzer HaChitzayna. There are three primary areas, in this Mikdash that are called the Chatzer HaChitzayna. The open area where it says the word Safoin, the open area where it says the word Doroim, and the open area inside, go upwards, where it says Mizrach. This is all called the Chatzer HaChitzayna, all surrounded by this wall which goes around the entire thing. And this is relative, this is in contrast to the Chatzer HaPenimis. The Chatzer HaPenimis is the inner box where you see the Mizbeach, that's in the center. So here we're describing one of the three sections called the Chatzer HaChitzayna, referring specifically to the area called Tzafayin, and referring to the area where are 50, where it says the number 50, that wall is what is the subject of this pasuk. And it's opposite the Chatzer HaChitzayna of the Tzafayin, El Pnei HaLashachais, again it repeats along the spin of the Lashachais, Orchai, its length was Chamishim Amo. Okay, it's very strange.
So this is the wall that's facing the Maron, right? The wall on the west side.
On the west side
of the Lishkat Sefonis. So it's sort of hidden from the picture of number 5. It's in the back.
No. Not the back. No. This is the east side. Look at number 1. Page 10, picture number 1. You see where it says 50?
Yeah.
That's the wall we're discussing.
That's the wall we're discussing.
That is the wall we're discussing. How do I know that? I don't. That's what it says over here in the parish.
I thought we were discussing the other wall.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. There are so many different walls. It's extremely vague.
What is it different?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, I mean, the picture 5 doesn't look like there's a wall.
Number one, we know there's a wall there. Picture number 5, no, picture number 5 just is cutting it out. It's opening up for us.
Is it cutting it out, or is the fact that there's only a wall in the back?
No. There's certainly a wall. No question about it. They're just doing this for the purpose of illustration to show you there are three stories. Of course there's a wall. This looks like a parking lot. That wouldn't be such a bad idea, right? Such as drones. You come in on a flying taxi, you know, you just come right in, like in the Jetsons has something like this, right? I remember that. You just fly right, what a machaya. You just go right in. That's going to be the solution to parking in Flatbush. Have something just like this. So this is extremely vague. You can say whatever you want. All of a sudden, we see the Mitzvahs and the Rashi. They're going to tell us. It repeats the word L'shachis 3 times in this pasuk. Why the repetition? What's going on over here? I have no clue. All it says, like Rashi. Rashi can say, Lehivanti klal. That's so soothing. Yeah. Rashi, the Rabban shel Yisrael, can say such a nusach on the Bayis Shlishi, loy hevanti klal. Absolutely no understanding what this means. So what's left for us to say? We have here this lishkat sefayin. One more time, where's the pasuk? The goder. There is a wall, asher, that appears lachutz on the outside of what? Well, the pasuk going on to define the outside of a chamber. Umas halashachais. On the one hand, this wall it seals. It encloses the chambers. What chambers? Well, there are three stories.
Did we do the pasuk?
Yes. We did on Friday. Hey and Vav in the Vibarichos. On Hey and Vav in the Mitzvah Stavit. And then Rashi in one shot, we spent a lot of time on the Hey and Vav. That was basically, the Hey and Vav was describing picture 6. In very great detail, the word Yuchlu and Netzal. Those two words, the repetition, that the Atikim, it took up surface area from the lower and the middle chamber. Now we're describing the wall of the Lishkat Sefonis. On the one hand, it's Lu'umas HaLashachas. It seals off the inside of the chambers. Why is the word chambers B'loshen Rabim? Because there are three levels. There is the lower level, the middle level, the upper level. So there are three chambers. There's a massive wall which shelters the inner chambers from outside. Derech, now where is this wall? This wall happens to be Derech Hechatzer HaChitzayna. The outside of the wall faces a section of the Chatzer HaChitzayna. There are many sections of the Chatzer HaChitzayna. There's a section on the west, on the north, on the east, and even on the north, there are many parts of the Chatzer HaChitzayna. It's referring here to just, it's opened up to the Chatzer, it faces the Chatzer HaChitzayna. El Pnei HaLashachais. Now, let's return to the subject. Towards the inner side of L'shachas, how long did this wall which shelters the inside of L'shachas, how long was the span? Orkoi, Chamishim Amah, it was 50 Amas. can't we figure that out? Let's say there would not have been a pasuk. We could figure this out on our own. Of course, I mean, after we have all these dimensions and we know there's a lishka, it's self-understood. There's enough information, yeah?
When we were discussing the three columns, it was not saying a wall.
Say that again, we were discussing the what?
The three columns.
The columns, yeah?
Here it talks about a wall.
Yeah.
So maybe that was open, was not a wall.
Yeah, that's what Nechemiah is trying to say. That's what Nechemiah is trying to say. Maybe if not for, we're brainwashed, we have the picture, we know there is a wall. So he's saying maybe if not for the pasuk, there would not have been a wall. There would have been open. There would have been an open area like
a parking lot.
Okay, like a parking lot, exactly right. So maybe that's the purpose of what it's coming to tell us. As a chiddush, it's not mistava. I would think you build a chamber automatically means that there are walls. So you have a structure, you have a wall. And the walls also provide support for the structure. So if this pasuk would not have been written, I think it would be self-understood. I don't think the pictures would have changed at all. Okay, from our perspective, the picture would have been exactly the same had this pasuk not been written. It seems to be telling us the obvious. And in fact, it's too obvious. And why the repetition? Why the verbosity? I don't know. I really don't know. Let's see over here in the Mitzudo Stavet pasuk Zayin. The God that it said, "Lemar koisel hanira michutz." There is a wall that can be seen on the outside. Shlofnei halashachis uli toisefes beir amar. And the pasuk elaborates. It doesn't tell us some of the most important details, but for some reason, this it feels necessary to elaborate and give us more than we need to know. Der amar derech chotzer hachitzayna. What does that word? Those words mean? The mitzvah stuff admits I don't know what it means. Ritzayna loymar. We have to assume it means hapoyne. It faces lechotzer hachitzayna. This wall is adjacent. You have a view of the chotzer hachitzayna. You want a view of the skyline of New York City. So the skyline, the view you're going to get from looking outside of this wall is going to be the Chatzer HaChitzayna. El Pnei HaLashachas, towards the Lashachas, L'Nizrachan, to answer your question, this is towards the east. It's facing the east, not the west. Arukai, its length. Arukai HaKai Selahu HaNira Michutz, Hoya Chamishim Amah. It was 50 Amahs. Ki Amah Achas, Hoysa Nichmes Me'ein HaRoya, Al yidei koisel hachotzer hapnimis kasher nire batzu. Like in his illustrations, you would not see all 50; you would only see 49. When you're standing, and looks at the picture number one, and page 10, you're standing where it says the number 50. Right below that, you only see 49. You don't see the last amma on the left, because the last amma on the left is obscured by the thickness, or would be the thickness of the wall of the Chatzar HaPanimis. They chiseled out a little entranceway, a little tunnel to get in there. So in Echnami, where the tunnel was, you would see all 50. But above the tunnel, above the entranceway to this little teeny tunnel, you're not going to see, because the main, what's sealing it off is the thickness of the wall of the Chatzar HaPanimis. See, only,
do we know the height of the tunnel?
The height, no one doesn't say anywhere. Picture number four, they made through the height of the tunnel. Picture number four, they show you.
Not too high.
Doesn't show you. So as you see over there, you see the choymo hazara pnimis.
It meets
and it seals off over us by one amma. So the vast majority of the lishkat sefonis, from your point of view, is only 49 ammas. One, the last ammas hidden behind the thickness of the choymo hazara hapanimis. The only place where you're going to see that one extra amma is when you go into the tunnel. There you see there's one more amma to go. So that's the amma we mentioned before that was breached. Now he says something even more confusing. The truth is, it was 51 ammas. From the wall of the chotzer hapanimi to the wall of the koisel chotzer achitzayna hayameinam. That means on the bottom. Let's look at picture number one. Picture number one. You see where it says 50. That's 50. Now make believe there's another 50. Keep on going all the way to the right. And when you go all the way to the right, you have another 50. It'll be exactly 100 amos from the edge, from the end of the chutz of the koisel apnimi to the koisel hachitzayni. The hecholol mimena. Now, when you go up, so the wall, the open space is the open space is where the open space is 50. Hecholol mimena ad halashachos hoye chamishim amah. V'imkein nisharu chamishim al halashachos 50 for the halashachos. Because I made a mistake. I thought it was 49. Dvarim shemati lachem, tolos hem biyadi. That goes for everything I ever said my whole life. Okay, but here it says when it says in the pasuk 50, it means you always saw 50. You always saw 50. The truth was the wall was 51, and the one that was obscured was behind the wall. That's how he's learned Shah in the Pasuk. Therefore, when the Pasuk says that was the Orkoi Chamishim Amma, the length was 50 Amma, according to the Mitzvot, that means that's what you saw. You only saw 50 Ammas. But in reality, it was 51 Ammas. That's how he is learning Shah in the Pasuk. Since the area from wall to wall was exactly 100 Ammas, so it has to be, and since the Pasuk is telling us that it was closed off by one arm, there was an additional arm that had to be chiseled away. So we put all of this information together that indicates is that the Binyan HaLishkos itself was really 51 amos. And you would see in the Chatzar HaChitzayna only 50 of the 51 amos. Otherwise, why then would the Pasuk before say that you chiseled away one arm? It would not be necessary to chisel away one amma. It wouldn't be necessary. Just chisel away an opening. The opening does not need to be one amma. Just open it up. The fact that it had to be etched out an entire amma teaches us is that the span, the width of the Bein HaLashachas is in truth 51 ammas, and that's why we needed to cut away from the corner in a complete amma in order to enter into that area. If you were on the west, if you were standing on the west, which you really can't see anyway because the back is obscured, but if you went pitch number one, you went all the way to the top and you look at the wall, you would measure the wall from end to end, it would be 51 amos. The only place where you only see 50 amos was when you're standing on the east, which is the bottom of the page, looking up. But if you were on the top and looking down, indeed you would see 51 amos. The ayin de kuntris binyan habayis in his parish, how there he illustrates in his understanding what this pasuk means. So this is the parish of the Mizilat Sivei Rashi. Rashi pasuk zayin says the god Rashi lachutz hamafsik that separated Bein Halashachos Vehachatzer Hachitzayna Shel Tzad Mizrach. We're focusing here on this part of the wall towards the east. Orkoi Chamishim Amma Min Hatzafayn, from the left La Doroim, from the right La Doroim to the left. Okay. And then the elaboration is the Mitzudos goes on to, so the next part really is more an elaboration on this, which we're going to leave Mitzvah for tomorrow. We're winding down. There's not much more to go by side. We're almost finished. Very little left to do. And then we go back to other things and we'll wind down the Sefer. When we finish Mitzvah, we learn Trei Aser. K Trei Aser. After, that's what we learn after we finish. We have to make, I think so.